I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Some two dozen foreign journalists in China may be leaving that country soon, and not of their own volition. Authorities in Beijing are reportedly refusing to renew the visas of all journalists working in China for the New York Times and Bloomberg. The Chinese government has used that tactic before against individual reporters, but this is the first time it's refusing visas to a Western news outlet's entire bureau, let alone two of them. The World's longtime Beijing correspondent Mary Kay Magstad is now based in San Francisco. She says recent coverage by Bloomberg and The Times has touched a raw nerve among Chinese leaders.
Basically, the two news organizations, the New York Times and Bloomberg, kind of touch the third rail for Chinese leaders, which is writing about and investigating the financial assets of themselves and their families. This is at a time when income disparity is growing in China, and so is resentment about that income disparity. And China's leaders are very sensitive about this kind of information becoming public and possibly contributing to that resentment.
Are there other third rails in China that journalists really shouldn't be writing about?
Well, certainly there are other subjects that Chinese leaders are at times particularly sensitive about. I mean, back a dozen years ago, it was Falun Gong. More recently, in 2011, when the revolution was happening in Egypt and elsewhere, there had been an anonymous call online for a similar thing to happen in China, and the Chinese leadership was very worried about that. And so actually called a bunch of us in, including myself, to the foreign ministry and said, okay, you know, we've had these regulations on the books since just before the Olympics saying foreign journalists can talk to anyone who agrees to be interviewed. Well, we're not changing the regulations, but you didn't understand the meaning of the regulations at the time. So when we said that there has to be permission given in advance, we decide who gives the permission. And in fact, the police who are on the scene will decide at the time whether you should have asked permission from certain government officials beforehand. So basically, twisting the regulations to fit their needs at a time when they feel threatened by the news reports that might otherwise be coming out.
Now, you mentioned the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. That was seen by some journalists as a moment where things might change and maybe be promising for reporting afterwards. What's changed since then?
Well, what happened at the time was that the Chinese government wanted to have good publicity during the Olympics. So for a couple of years, it was actually much easier as a foreign journalist to report in China. But after the Olympics, a hard edge came into the way that authorities were dealing with foreign journalists. It started with having plainclothes thugs interfere with foreign journalists when they were reporting in the provinces, sometimes actually physically roughing them up or roughing up their sources or people working with them, their drivers, their news assistants. And over time, over the last couple of years, there's been more aggression toward journalists in terms of, if you report on this kind of story, we may revoke your visa.
With that threat of losing your visa hanging above your head as a foreign correspondent, do you think it pushes some of them into subtle forms of self-censorship when they're covering China?
I think that foreign journalists in China report the stories that they feel need to be reported. And, you know, there may be some journalists, I think there certainly have been some journalists who, when looking at a particular story and how they report it, might skate right up to the edge without going over it. But increasingly, over the last couple of years, news organizations, and particularly Bloomberg and the New York Times, have felt, you know, this is a moment in China's development when it really matters that information comes out about how China's economy works and who's benefiting from the economic growth. Because it's at a time when the stresses in the system are becoming apparent, and some change is essential. I mean, even China's leaders recognize that.
So the Obama administration has made this an issue. Joe Biden was just in China, hence a pretty blunt criticism for Chinese authorities about their treatment of foreign journalists. Now there are calls for Washington to fight fire with fire. In other words, start revoking visas for Chinese journalists based here in the U.S. Well, what's your take on that?
It certainly has been effective when at least one European government has done that in the past. I believe it was the French government, but I think the Germans have also played hardball with the Chinese government, where when it's been difficult for a journalist from one of those countries to get in, they've said, well, you know, you do want the visas for your journalists in our country, right? And the visas came through. There are arguments that some journalists have put forward that, you know, we shouldn't be stooping to their level. We should allow freedom of the press. We should allow their journalists here. But the Chinese government hasn't really been responding to that. Clearly, a discussion has to be had about, you know, how do we create a situation where foreign journalists, be they Chinese journalists in the United States or American journalists in China, are able to do their jobs as fully as possible.
The world's former Beijing bureau chief, Mary Kay Magstad, speaking with us from San Francisco. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.